It's 8 a.m. Eastern, May 23rd, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is down slightly at $30,480. Ethereum is down slightly at $2,077. And Binance Coin is up 0.5% at $334. Those are your leaders by market cap. Top gainers in the last 24 hours, Bitcoin Gold up 45%, Phantom up 15%.
What works so well that it's basically magic? Bitcoin mining, USDT in the top three. What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From launching your online shop to, did we just hit 1 million orders? Shopify is there to help you grow. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person point-of-sale system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. Sell more with less effort thanks to their new AI solution, Shopify Magic. My favorite thing about Shopify is no matter how much you want to grow, they have the solutions you need to take control and level up your business. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US and millions of other entrepreneurs across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support you every step of the way. Businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/DCR, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/DCR to grow your business, no matter what stage you're at. Shopify.com/DCR.
Today's episode is brought to you by Watch This. Watch This takes the guesswork out of streaming the best movies and partners with fine artists to put your favorite film posters in a frame on your wall. Buy a fine art print today at watchthiscards.com. Protego Trust Bank has quietly raised $70 million, according to The Block. Their Series A round drew investment from several major crypto investors, including the investment arms of Coinbase, FTX, Avalanche, and Solana. They are reportedly working on a Series B round that would value the startup at close to $2 billion. The chartered crypto bank is advised by the former regulatory heavyweight Brian Brooks. Well, Sparkster, which fundraised in 2018, has converted $22 million in Ether to USDC after 3 years of issuing no product. The project raised over $30 million in July of 2018 in an ICO for what it described as a no-code software creation platform. The final tweet from the project's Twitter account was in 2021, a link to a demonstration of a supposedly upcoming product. 30% of the tokens offered by Sparkster in 2018 were supposed to be distributed between the founding team and initial investors. The funds were to be used to build out a team and to cover legal fees and marketing. Sparkster's GitHub repository shows the last activity was 3 years ago in March of 2019, but the code may be a copy of another application. Members of the community are trying to get Circle to blacklist the funds. Well, Japan's bank, Sumitomo Mitsui Trust, is working on establishing a digital asset custodian named the Japan Digital Asset Trust. The company will target institutional investors who are bothered by the risk of cryptocurrency theft. The move comes after their rival Nomura launched a subsidiary that will give institutional clients access to cryptocurrencies. The custody service will be a joint venture with BitBank and the trust. And finally, GameStop has unveiled a crypto and NFT wallet with their shares jumping 3% on the news. A beta version of the self-custodial Ethereum wallet is available to download now from GameStop's website. The wallet will enable users to send and receive in-game assets without having to leave their web browsers. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io for sources and links, and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.